part of writing a performance means going out to see others perform. And for me to write a good one-woman show, something I've never done, I need all the input I can get. My acting teacher took me to see Tomorrow by Donald Freed, one of the oldest living American playwrights, at the Skylight Theater in Los Feliz. The story is a multi-layered piece about a successful movie actor who's taking on the role of Lady Macbeth, one of the greatest theatrical challenges. She seeks a mentor in a reclusive 100-year-old acting legend who she knows will be the perfect guide for her. I don't watch a whole lot of plays, and without knowing much about theater, I secretly dreaded what 90 minutes of a play about the theater would do to me. I ended up loving it. The story was engaging at every moment, and the acting had such masterful nuance, I thought I was watching a real-life story. After the show, we went out for French food with a big group, including the actors and the playwright. Someone asked about my work.
I'm writing a story about a knife juggler in the Great Depression who runs away from a carnival that she joins.
I've been describing my piece in this fashion for a few months, but after watching a fully complete play by a master, I'm starting to question every facet of my elevator pitch. Why is my character doing what she's doing? And how can I demonstrate this better?
Have you done any service?
I think I have a lot more work to do. I'm looking forward to it. Melissa Kaplan, Annenberg Radio News.